It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on players who hail from around the areas where the Beavers are playing this week. Charlie O'Connor, our focus next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Fair Estate in Big Rapids, Michigan. A few hours down the road, Chicago, Illinois, hometown of Charlie O'Connor. O'Connor, a captain here for the Beavers, and a player who certainly left his mark with his head coach, Tom Ceratori.
Charlie O'Connor is probably one of the players that, when I reflect back on my career, he's one of those glue guys, one of those guys who I love coaching. He was one of my top 10 favorite players, not only from a leadership standpoint. He did everything right. He was just like a little, it would be like in football, if you've got that microphone, that headset, you got that headset, you got that microphone, and the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator or the head coach, whatever, is talking into it, and they're telling you what to do, and the right thing is being done all the time. Charlie always did the right thing. He knew when to get a puck deep. He knew when to finish a check. He knew when to go to drive the net. He knew when to make a play. He was just so unselfish, but he just had so much hockey sense, and he had great feel out there. That's what made him a big-time captain. But he was so responsible, I couldn't play him enough. I couldn't play Charlie enough. And he could play center, too. I didn't play him much at center, but he could play at center. He was the first guy over the boards on the penalty kill. He played a lot of power play. If we were up a goal or down a goal, the last minute he was out there. Like he had a lot of heavy minutes, and he was a joy to coach.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.